Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I pray that it is food for you. I pray that it really does lead you to the banquet table of the Lord. God gives Himself. He gives Himself to us in the Eucharist. He gives Himself to us through His Word. I remember when I first realized, in a certain sense, I can't see anything, but I realized in a certain sense as I held the scriptures in my hand that in a certain real way I was holding a beating heart. I was holding the Sacred Heart of God, who so loved men, who so loves us. And we try to squeeze Him in to our daily lives. We try to squeeze Him in to our Sundays. Take a look at, I keep saying this, but please take a look at our priorities. Am I giving to God what belongs to God? Am I giving to God what is His due, what He should be receiving? And then am I giving Him the smaller gifts of yielding myself to the needs of others? Am I relating to others, knowing that Christ dwells within them, even when they don't know it? Do I treat other people with kindness, with honesty, with mercy? Am I aware of who I am? That's what God wants us to see. Because once we see, everything changes. But in order to see, we've got to get the blinders taken away from us and the things that stop our ears from being able to hear clearly, which are the priorities in our lives or the things in our lives that so capture us we have no time or very little time for God. God's squeezed in at the last minute, so to speak. We've got to reverse that. So that it is God who comes first, God's will, time with God, worshiping Him, adoring Him, even if that's 10 minutes a day because you have three children who are very small who need your attention all the time. I understand that. It's what's in the heart. It's the intention of the heart. So don't use that as an excuse. At the same time, don't try to do something that's impossible to do. You've got to give yourself to your children, but say, Lord, I offer this love that I have for these children. I offer my service to them for your glory. You can do that. You'd love to spend an hour in prayer. You'd love to be quiet. You'd probably fall asleep if you have small children, but you'd love time, but it isn't. Take what God gives you and ask Him to show you how you can turn to Him throughout the day. If you're in a busy phase in your life, a chapter in your life, if it's a chapter that could be changed, change it. Point is, put God first. Your responsibilities in life, your vocation in life, those responsibilities are clear priorities. Follow them, but put God at the center. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 5 to 7 and 13 to 16. Thus says the Lord, woe to Assyria, my rod in anger, my staff in wrath. Against an impious nation I sent him, and against a people under my wrath I order him. To seize plunder, carry off loot, tread them down like the mud of the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. Rather, it is in his heart to destroy, to make an end of nations, not a few. For he says, by my own power I have done it, by my wisdom, for I am shrewd. In other words, whatever we've done, we take credit for, rather than recognizing that it comes from the hand of God. I have moved the boundaries of peoples, their treasures I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations. As one take eggs left alone, so I took in all the earth. No one fluttered a wing or opened a mouth or chirped. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory there will be kindling, like the kindling of fire. People are taking everything to themselves. Me, myself, and I. The unholy trinity. I got this. I want this. I'm going to take it. I'm going to destroy that so I can have this. Over and over and over again. It's selfishness. At the heart of us, our selfishness is very, very great. Brothers and sisters, we really need to look. Please, look at your priorities. What comes first? Is it God? If God is in first place, and I mean that really, not just mouthing the words, but if God is really in first place, which means you bring everything to him throughout the day. Help me here. Show me. Teach me. You have an attitude, even if you don't have the time to stop, if you have an attitude that says, Lord, teach me. You're the teacher. I'm the pupil. I'm the student. If you have that posture, knowing that God loves you infinitely and wants to use you, but instead of making your decisions based on the world's values, the world's priorities, or what everybody else is telling you to do, you come before the Lord and seek him. What does he want? Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it? As if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send among his fat ones leanness, and instead of his glory there will be kindling like the kindling of fire. In other words, he will destroy what is not of him. Are you on his side, or are you trying to straddle? I think if you're listening to this program, you're on his side, but maybe not. Maybe you're trying to get there. Make a clear decision. Don't compromise. Make a clear decision that I want to follow you, Lord, all the days of my life. I want your priorities to be mine. For the sake of my family, for the sake of whatever it is I'm involved in, I want your priorities. I want to be able to follow them. May you receive the glory and the honor, not me. When you have that spirit, it doesn't mean you have, if people honor you legitimately, say, fine, thank you. But as I've often said to you, as soon as you've received it, take it to the Lord and say, to you, Lord, belongs all the honor and all the glory. You have that spirit, that attitude, you'll be fine. That's what we ought to do. Psalm 94 tells us the Lord will not abandon his people. Your people, O Lord, they trample down your inheritance. They afflict widow and stranger. They slay the fatherless. They murder. And they say, the Lord doesn't see. The God of Jacob perceives not. Understand, you senseless ones among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? Shall he who shaped the ear not hear? Or he who formed the eye not see? Shall he who instructs nations not chastise, he who teaches men knowledge? For the Lord will not cast off his people nor abandon his inheritance, but judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. We have to make clear choices. Whose side are you on? Really, you can't straddle, you can't compromise. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. The little ones are the ones that have not totally got caught up in the values and the priorities of the world. They rejoice in what is small but good, and they are faithful to him, and he will reward them. It also tells us before the gospel, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you've revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Little means humble. You're not looking to yourself as the source of the good things that have happened. You're looking to the Lord. You're giving him the honor and the glory. That makes you little in men's eyes and very great in God's eyes. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, at that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Lord wishes to reveal himself to you. But the call is to be humble. The call is to be obedient. The call is to turn to him for everything, even when you think, and sometimes especially when you think, you know what you're doing. We'll turn to God when we're in the extremity of need and we've tried everything else. God becomes the last resort. Make him the first. Make him the first at the beginning of your plans. Make him first. When you're ready to execute the plans, turn to him. Ask him for help. And not just a token prayer, really hand over whatever project, whatever plan you have, hand it over to him and say, "May this work for your honor and glory, Lord. Nothing else but for your honor and glory." If you have that kind of spirit and that kind of attitude, God's going to abundantly bless you. But if we make a token prayer, I would say strongly, it's almost like a slap in the face to God. "Oh, God, help us. Oh, let's say a Hail Mary that we'll be okay here." No. This is the time where you say, "Lord, I want my life under your lordship. I want you to guide me. I want you to be first in my life. I will give up what is not of you. I will give myself more to you, but teach me. Show me how." And pray that someone good come into your life right there. And say, "Let someone come, Lord, that can help me, that can show me how to walk this path, that I can come to a place of true humility." And then God will bless you. Because he's free to use you, because he knows that the honor and the glory will go to the Father. We try to take it to ourselves too often, too much. I see it in myself a lot. I want God to have the glory for anything I do. That's what God is asking of each of us. Will we say yes to him is the question. May God lead you and guide you and bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.